Hello, boobies. It's, what day is it? It's the 1st of November. And I have signed up to Napod Pomo. And I'm guessing if you're listening to this, there's more than a good chance you already know what Napod Pomo is. National Podcast Posting Month, where people agree to post a new blog post, podcast post every day for a whole month. And I'm going to go and try and do that. Which means I need to think of something to say. So rather than tell you about Napod Pomo, I thought I might give you an idea of what it is I plan to do for this month. And that is, I plan to rabbit on about whatever comes to mind. So if you don't know who I am the host of Photo Walkthrough, which is a photography podcast mostly focusing on video tutorials about Photoshop and Lightroom. I'm also couplecaster with my wife Ruth. We do a joint podcast talking about bringing up children, and originally it was about infertility, but we have since got two children, and so we talk more about bringing them up now. I talk about all sorts of other stuff. Here on The Boo, I plan to talk about really just whatever comes to mind. It's going to be a great deal of geeky stuff, I'm sure. I'm a nerd, a geek. I like all my gadgets and all that. I'm a very opinionated sort, and I have been known to rant from time to time. So I'm sure there will be one or two of those. Little subject that occurred to me a week or two ago, maybe it's been dawning on me every time, I guess. You know, we've been hearing for years how kids these days learn computers so fast. There are kids at the age of, 2 or 3 that can wield a mouse and a keyboard and can control daddy's computer at light speed and have learned this, that and the other. And I have to say, my daughter, Catherine, who is 3, you know, I expect no less of her. I expect her to pick computers up very quickly and be very natural with them. Setting aside any question of whether or not she will actually want to do the things that mummy and daddy do for fun, I suspect not. But just interface-wise, I think there's a really interesting development there. I wouldn't be at all surprised if Catherine never really learns how to use a keyboard and mouse properly, because, you know, the first computer that she's using now is an iPad. And, you know, she's, at the age of 2, picked that up straight away. She's 3 now, but she's using it for a while. She picked up the iPad very quickly. She figures stuff out very quickly. And I really feel like the interface with touch, and also not just touch, it really isn't just about touching the screen. It's also about the way the apps work and present themselves, is very suitable to a young person. Now, you know, that's not perhaps for you and me, maybe us older or more experienced computer users are happier with a mouse and keyboard and multiple windows and all the rest. And I don't see any reason why that should go away. But for people that want a simpler interface, particularly young children, you know, the iPad's very good. And she now expects that every screen she sees, she will be able to go up and touch and zoom in by doing a pinch gesture or scroll around by just touching and dragging. And, you know, I think it's very clear that mobile phones are the future computing platform, or at least, you know, they will be the beginning of the future computing platform. I think that is now the direction the world's going. You know, Microsoft clearly agree. They've just released Windows Phone 7 series, and Apple clearly are very much into this. They're bringing a lot of this interface stuff back into macOS. And Android, obviously, very big player. These are the operating systems of the future. This is, you know, we're not going backwards here. From here on, we're going to be going more in this direction, not less. There's a few things I want to say about which direction Apple's going with that, but I'll leave that to a later boo. I do think, though, that this touch interface is definitely going to stick. It's going to be something that make computers work for everybody, not just for geeks like us. And up until now, truth be told, there's a lot of us geeks, but we are still a minority, and the vast majority of normal people do not find computers as easy to use as we do. And perhaps I'll tell you sometime about the time I was teaching new computer users. Maybe tomorrow. But there you go. That's my thought for today. I will catch up with you tomorrow. Bye-bye, boobies.